It's something that high-level officials in the Obama administration have denied from the start, and it's something Republican lawmakers have tried to uncover for almost 1 year. Exactly who knew that guns were being allowed into Mexico, and when did they know it? The first such gun-walking program was called Operation Wide Receiver. It began at a gun show in Tucson, young men looking to buy parts for AR-15 semi-automatic rifles and then smuggling them across the border into Mexico. Some of the guns were trafficked inside gas tanks. Others were shipped out to San Diego and then walked across the border from there. Mike Deddy is a licensed gun broker. He worked the gun shows where he met a young man interested in his weapons back in 2006.
The amount that he bought was unusual, but then when he asked if I would have more, I told him I'd have another 20 parts coming later in the month, and he said to me he would take them all.
That's when Deddy became a paid informant for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And not only for the ATF, he also reported to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Over the next several years, Deddy worked with ATF's chief supervisor in Tucson.
And at that time, he told me, he said, "Mike, I think we've got a really good chance of taking out a powerful cartel. Will you help us?" And I said, "Yeah."
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good.
This is from a wire that Deddy wore for the ATF. In this case, he met the girlfriend of a Tijuana smuggler in the Tucson parking lot, an exotic dancer, Candy.
See, you got the guns that I like, the ones with the wood?
Yeah, just like that. The ones you bought before?
Let me see them. I needed three of them.
Oh, I only have two.
Can I get another one? What other kind do you
think? I was just kind of a pawn in this game. Why they needed to keep allowing sales go to these people, I'm not sure. I can tell you.
Senior ATF officials in Phoenix confirmed Deddy's involvement with Wide Receiver. His company is also listed as a seller in some of the indictments that were filed. The U.S. attorney for Arizona during Wide Receiver was Paul Charlton. He confirms the existence of a gun-walking operation, but says he never knew what it was called.
But what I do recall is ATF talking with us about an operation in which they would surveil weapons from Tucson, including using aerial surveillance, and then upon the weapons arriving at the border, turn the surveillance over to Mexican law enforcement for interception there.
The Justice Department in Washington is not answering questions about its involvement in the operation, but court records indicate Washington was fully aware of the project. In October 2010, the Justice Department brought in a special prosecutor from Washington to handle the gunwalking cases related to Wide Receiver. Nine people were charged, including the same group of young men who had gone to Deddy at the gun show. Attorney Laura Udall represented one of the defendants. She believes the Justice Department prosecutor in the case knew about Wide Receiver.
She has to have known. She's talked to all the agents. She has to know. Again, it's not... She didn't do anything wrong by not telling me. They didn't do anything illegal. They do it all the time. It's just more immoral, I suppose, and dangerous.
Washington has denied that it knew of the gunwalking in Arizona. The Department of Justice blamed its officials in Phoenix. It reassigned the ATF chief in Phoenix. The U.S. Attorney for Arizona quit as a result of the scandal. Attorney General Eric Holder has denied he knew anything about gunwalking until this past spring. However, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released a new flood of documents related to both operations last Monday. In one, a top deputy from the Attorney General's office wrote an email. It said, "ATF let a bunch of guns walk in effort to get upstream conspirators and didn't recover many guns." That email was written in April 2010. In Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.